for Western devotees, you manage and one little bus, mini bus has come. So in this Western devotees to go. And then you arrange to arrive by me. And rest all the Mathura Varasi, Brahmacharya to go in one bus. I know that मैं मथुरा के उतने लोग हैं पहले कोई भी नाम नहीं दिखाया मैं कहां से इतना जल्दी से बस एक रात में कहां से कर दूंगा इसलिए बहुत कठिन है जब ही जगह होगा तो मथुरा वाली जाएगी और ये तो कोई देखते हैं इसलिए एक यूनि पर ला दिया है पहले की नीति को बातों में यू आर कनेक्ट करें यू कर गो एंड मैनेज वेस्टर्न डिपॉजिट We go again in 2 buses and 1 minibus. And after that, all Brahmacharis and all the Sadhus will go.
Nitai Pada. जिस स्थान पर आए हैं जिस स्थान अज्ञान का स्थान मूढ़ का स्थान मूर्ख लोग का स्थान इज ए प्लेस ऑफ फूलिशनेस बट दिस फूलिशनेस इज रिमूव्ड बाय लॉर्ड पॉलिटिक्स आज हम लोग
बलदेव प्रभु की सच्चिदानंद धाम में हम लोग आए।
यह भूमि सच्चिदानंद में है और बलदेव प्रभु की का निवास। कभी कभी भक्त लोग इसमें प्रवेश कर जाते हैं और बलदेव प्रभु जी उनका काम पकड़ करके बाहर जाते हैं। लोगों जी के गुरु जी का ये स्थान बलदेव प्रभु भैया के कहो
Yeah. life, they are more tempted. And for the good people, who are making an effort to revive themselves, they are the real people, and they are full of
themselves.
Right.
वर्षा के दिनों में जब हरियाली छा जाती है, घासें उगाती है, उस समय गधे को छोड़ देते हैं और वह चरने जाता है। थोड़ी देर में उसका पेट भर जाता है जो बुखार को, तो पीछे मुड़ करके देखता है कि हम तो आज घास नहीं जा पाएंगे, तो थोड़ी देर दूर हम आए, इसलिए दुबला पतला हो जाता है धान के दिनों में पतला, और गर्मी के दिनों में जब घास नहीं होती, बहुत दूर दूर तक घास को करके खाने के लिए जाता है, और पीछे मुड़ करके देखता है कि आज तो बहुत दूर तक नहीं चलाया, बहुत खान, तो वो मोटे हो जाते हैं, ऐसे वो गधे होते हैं। दूसरी बात, एक और सबसे विशेष बात, गधे बड़े कामी होते हैं, कामी होते हैं कि गधे के पीछे चलते हैं अपनी दूसरियों के पीछे, और गधा लातों से उनको मारता है, मूर्खों में दुश्मन की उसको लज्जा नहीं आती, उसे होश नहीं रहता। उसी प्रकार से जो लोग संसार में आकर के कोटि कोटि जन्मों से संसार में भ्रमण कर रहे हैं, वाइन इनके पीछे जो चलते हैं वो सभी करते हैं, बार बार वो दुर्लभ खाते हैं और उनको होश नहीं रहता, भगवान का भजन नहीं करते। उसी प्रकार से संसार में जो लोग आकर इन सब चीजों में दुख और क्लेश पाते हैं और उनको होश नहीं रहता है, भगवान का भजन नहीं करते, गठियों के पीछे चलते हैं, मार खाते हैं, अपमानित होते हैं, ये भी उनको होश नहीं होता है, उनको गधे कहा जाए। इसलिए इन सबसे शिक्षाएं, इन सबसे शिक्षाएं लेकर के संसार से अनाशक्त होकर के हरि गुरु वैष्णव की, विशेष करके गुरु की पंडित की अनुभव में हमारा भजन करना भी होते हैं। ये जीवन का दूसरा कोई भी उद्देश्य नहीं, एकमात्र उद्देश्य है, इस उद्देश्य को जो नहीं जानते और उसको पालन नहीं करते, भगवान का भजन नहीं करते, अनुवर्त में वो सभी गधे और गधे।
So important point to note here, or Maharaj making emphasis on the point that donkeys or asses, they are fools. So the washerman uses the donkey to take clothes from one place to another place, and so many nice clothes he load on his back, but the donkey is not allowed to wear none of the clothes, any of the clothes. And then in the hilly station, donkeys are used to take heavy material to remote places where difficult for any vehicle or any other bus to go. So these donkeys, they are carrying all nice stuff like sweets, cheese, and beautiful nice but they just carry. They cannot keep this. So this is another pollution. Third example Maharaj gave, that in the rainy season, when there is so much grass around, donkeys, they eat a lot of grass, and when they see around themselves, around nearby in the back, they see that actually, oh, I didn't eat any grass because still there is so much grass. So he sees, I haven't, he thinks that he has not done any big effort, so he becomes lean and thin, because thinking that he has not done any hard work. On the other side, in the summer days when there is no grass around, he has to walk a lot, he has to go for miles and miles to eat grass, and his tummy doesn't eat so much, and he becomes healthy because he thinks, oh, I've done so much work, so I've eaten so much grass. So this is the pollution. Another thing is that the donkeys are very lusty, and they're always running after the she-donkey. And first thing is, when they go to the she-donkey, she gives a kick on the face of the donkey. But despite of this getting a kick, he doesn't feel any shame, and still, shamelessly, he walks behind the she-donkey. So Maharaj compares this thing with those people in the world who are like this. They are roaming in this world, material world, from life and life and life, but still they are just doing the same business of attracted to wine, women and wealth. Those people who don't do bhajan and shamelessly they are running after shidankis, they are nothing but dankis. The only purpose of life is to serve Hari Guru and Vaishnava, especially Gurudev, Baladev Prabhu. Under his guidance, we must try to perfect our life. And this is the main teaching of this place. We must learn this teaching and try to follow it.
Thank you.
Shatrughna requested Ram. Shatrughna ji ne Ram ji se prarthna ki ki aap sab bhaiyon ko apni seva mein niyukt kiya, unko koi koi seva diya. Bharat ji bhi Shatrughna aur Lakshman ji bhi ko bahut sevaen di, kintu main aapki koi seva nahi kar saka. इसने हमें कोई सेवा दीजिए. आई हैव नॉट सॉट ड्यू, लक्ष्मण है सब ड्यू, शत्रुघ्न है, सीता है, भरत है सब ड्यू, इवन हनुमान है सब ड्यू, एंड यू हैव गिवन सम स्वीट सर्विसेज टू देम, बट आई हैव नेवर सब ड्यू, सो आई लाइक दैट, आई प्रे यू दैट यू टू गिव मी सम सर्विस. हमें कोई सेवा दीजिए. सेवक को ऐसा ही होना चाहिए. Servant should be like that. Without any service, he cannot live. In our whole group, those who are not serving anyhow, how they can serve Krishna? And they will not be happy. So we must try to serve in any way. So he requested, Ramchandra told that a time will come, I will give you some service. When they received and Maharshi from this Madhuban, a part of Mathura, Mathura is also Madhuban, in Madhuban. Madhura and Madhu, Madhura, and then Mathura. Ye sab ek hi tarah ke shabd hai. Madhu mane kya? What is the meaning of Madhu? Honey. This honey is This honey is actually not honey, nectar, not nectar. But prem is honey. Only prem is honey, most, yes, best. Best. Madhu is prem. First dasya prem, then sakya prem, and then madhu, vatsalya, and then madhu. The affection, the love towards Krishna from gopis is the best madhu, best honey. Ye prem hai. Krishna in vano mein madhu aswadan karte the. Krishna used to taste this honey also. Worldly honey, and also the affection and love by his friends, father, mother, and especially of gopis' love. This is actual madhu honey. So this place, Madhuvan, was full of madhu everywhere. This worldly madhu also, and that madhu also. Tasya sakya vatsalya in madhu. Here so many bees were there, everywhere in the branches of trees, full of madhu. Krishna and Balde used to come here and to taste madhu here. So I was telling about Shatrughna ji. Ramchandra told that all you see that all these saints and rishis and maharshis have come from Madhuvan, and there is a demon named Madhu and his son. Madhu has now expired, but his son is there and is very dangerous. It is very hard to kill. Anyone cannot kill if the Trishul is there.
Trigun
is in his hand. Anyone can, Krishna cannot also kill. Anyone cannot kill. So you should try to kill him. When he is returning without any weapon in his hand, that Trigun. And telling this, he took some chandan and all things, and he gave the kingdom of Madhuvan to Shatrughna. He did Rajya Abhishek. Kya hoga? Rajya?
Coronation.
Coronation. With his own hands. When am I doing? Shatrughna began to weep. Told that why you are meeting, and you think that you are making separation from you. And sending me in Madhavan very far away from Ajudhya. So how can I be? I cannot bear this separation. So you are making king forever and you will send me there. I now don't want to be king. I want to serve you always. But Ramchandra told that you have prayed me, that give me service, that is why I am giving you this service. Oh, this separation service is so much hard for me. I request that I am taking back my prayers and I don't want to be king. But Ramchandra told that if anyone doing prayer for anything, Krishna gives him that thing. Dejapan mamprapadyante, amtasagubayama. So if he will, at the time of chanting, doing devotional service, doing parikrama, if he will make any what?
Desire.
Worldly desire. Then Krishna will be bound to give you. So don't want anything. No requirements, no desire, nothing, only one desire, that I may be the servant of conjugal Radha and Krishna, especially of Srimati Radha. Don't forget this. If you will do any other desire, then Krishna will stop you to be in this world and to test all these things, and then after that you may do anything. Like Shatrughna. So now, he was repenting, why I prayed Ram for this? I should not have. I should be only dependent to him. What he gives service by his own? Apni ichha se. Own will, I should be. So don't forget this. Don't want anything in this world. Otherwise you'll be hampered. But this is the teachings of Sri Ramachandra. This will be always Sarnagasya. And next, we are going to Krishna Gocharan Sthan. Yahan nahi hua. Yahan nahi hua. Wo Balbiki Ashram mein. So we go Pramanandi. One thing was, in any mandir, you are going to take darshan, you should give some, not donation, pranami. We cannot give donation to Thakurji. Offering, we can give some offering. Without this, if you have money and not doing, then it will be useless. So you should give something.
this place also, Krishna used to come in cows, and they would take cows in all these places, and cows would graze. And he was saying the cows are named as food for the cows. And in all the scriptures, there's so much description of Krishna has done so many pastimes in the land. Before manifesting here, in the eternal realm, when Shiva Radhika and Krishna were together in one form, and then two pastimes, they manifested in two forms. Then Srimati Radhika, she manifested these 12 forests of Vrindavan from her form. And here, Sri Rupa Goswami gave a very nice description of this place. And he says, so in Vaikuntha, the treasure of Vaikuntha is all the such stones and desired fulfilling trees are the treasure of Vaikuntha. But here, even the trees, creepers, and roots, they are even more superior than such stone and desirable spring tree. And they are conscious. And when Srimati Radhika is absorbed in her own deep absorption of separation from Krishna, then she even talks with these conscious creepers. And these creepers, they work, they just what Srimati Radhika wants them to do, either dance or speak like that. So that's these pastimes are related with Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Then also Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Prabhu and Mahaprabhu also visited these places. And when Mahaprabhu had come here, he would see all those boys, and again, they were not Krishna, but at that time when Mahaprabhu came, he witnessed so many cowherd boys, they were grazing cows, and he thought of Krishna, and he would call out, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya. And then the voice from the sky came, telling that Krishna has, Kanhaiya has appeared in Navadvip now. So Mahaprabhu, he called out for Krishna. And then he heard the voice from the sky telling that Kanhaiya has now has come in Navadvip. So the deep mysteries of this land can only be understood by those people whose heart is melted with love and who doesn't have any more cheating propensities in their heart. This place, this particular place where we are sitting now, is within the realm of Vrindavan, which is called Shvetadeep. And here the pastime of Shvetadeep, where Mahaprabhu has performed in the Shvetadeep, those pastimes are of Viparlamba Bhav. So both Viparlamba and Sambhog, both are seen in this whole land, but this particular place witnesses this Viparlamba Bhav and is called Shvetadeep.
We regard highly the history, whether it is modern or ancient. But we do not know from our historical knowledge the eternal history. But our scriptures, be it Puran, etc., describes the eternal history. Not only four Jews, several kalpas regarding to them also narrated here. They are not false, not my, me. They are true. So, the world is void of this knowledge. Krishna is ever present, and his dham is also ever present, and his pastimes also is ever present. That presence is present at Golok Vrindavan. Krishna, out of mercy, brought it down with him when he descended here. So we are fortunate enough to have a little taste of it. Unless and until he was so merciful, we could not have any taste of it. However, we are going to concerning this place. There are four yugas in the Ashtavinshati, Chaturthi Yuga, 28 Chaturthi Yuga, and in the Satya Yuga, this place was ruled by Manus. And thereafter in Treta Yuga, it was ruled by Ramchandra and his brother. You have heard of it in the temple, so I am not going to narrate it. Shatrughna killed the Lavanasura, etc. After that, in Dwapar Yuga, it is our concerning matter. Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, and the eternal pastimes has been shown to us. The eternal beings. But this eternal nectar is not a thing of enjoyment, but a thing of service. But we do not understand what does this mean. We can imagine, we can think of enjoyment and not of service. We have no knowledge. There are two kinds of character, enjoyment and service. Enjoyment we know very well. We want to enjoy pastimes of Krishna and everything belonging to his own pleasure. But we can't devote anything. We can't know the process how devotion may be possessed, because it is possessed only by the grace of him and his agency. This much expression is expected by me. I am going not more further.
यहाँ पर सभी कुछ बतलाया जा चुका है इस स्थान की महिमा
कि सत्य युग में
अम्बरीश महाराज किसी वन में अम्बरीश महाराज
पहले तो
जी अम्बरीश महाराज यहीं पर एकादशी द्वादशी करते थे दुर्वासा जी आए थे और अंत में भगवान के चक्र ने उनकी रक्षा की दुर्वासा जैसे ऋषि भक्तों का कुछ विपरीत करने के कारण उनको झुक जाना पड़ा यहीं पर अभी हम लोग जाएंगे ध्रुव जी के स्थान पर जहां पर नारद जी की कृपा से उन्होंने तपस्या की थी और 6 महीने के अंदर भी भगवान को पाया था द्वापर में भी कृष्णचंद्र ने यहां लीलाएं की ये सब बतलाया कलयुग में भी श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु अद्वैताचार्य इसके बाद में रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी इत्यादि सब गोस्वामी लोग कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी नरोत्तम ठाकुर श्रीवास आचार्य श्रीनिवासाचार्य श्यामानंद प्रभु नरोत्तम ठाकुर विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर श्रील जगतगुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाल श्री संत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी और हमारे गुरु जी भी बहुत बारी स्थान में आए हैं उनके साथ में हम लोग को आने का बहुत सौभाग्य प्राप्त हुआ है तो इस तरह से सभी युगों में ये बहुत ही प्रसिद्ध स्थान रहा है तब इसकी एक महिमा मैं केवल एक छोटी सी स्टोरी से आप लोगों को बतलाऊंगा दिस प्लेस इज फेमस फ्रॉम एंशियंट सत्य युग अम्बरीश महाराज हिटिड Mahadwadashi here and Durvasa Rishi came and how he served him you know all. He knew here the glorifications of Bhagavad Bhakta and Vaishnava. Here also you will know that Guru Maharaj has done so austerities that Narayan gave him darshan and fulfilled his desire. We will go there. Also in Dwapar Yug, Krishna and Baldev Prabhu with lakhs and lakhs cow herds used to come here. And in this very dense forest, so much bees used to make
humming sound, lot of madhu, honey producing.
And Krishna Baldev, with his all companions, used to test here madhu also. But Pujya Patri Bhikkhamaraj also told that he used to test dasarasa, sakharasa, varsalyarasa and madhurasa, everything. This is the most highest topic of madhu.
Master is the highest capacity.
No need. When you will come mercifully, this land will give you.
Come here. Very nice, sir.
You should not come because you will be qualified and then you should come. But we will come to be qualified.
I am defeated.
Yahan par Krishna Baldev ji aate the apne shakhaon ke saath. Once Yashoda Maiya. Yashoda Maiya was telling the same pastime of Krishna that Yashoda was binding him. You are a very great thief, and you always used to stole in others' houses butter and everything. Krishna began to weep. Maiya, main nahi makhan khayo. Main nahi makhan khayo. Yashoda was telling that you have
liar.
And you have theft makhan butter from all the gopis' house. Krishna was telling you, when, mother?
When?
When I have taken?
How it is possible?
Because in morning, and so morning, early in morning, you send me Dartharona.
So much of butter.
So when I theft this butter, and very morning you send me with lakhs and lakhs cows, and I go to Madhavan and all other ones. And when it is evening, I come and so much tired, I cannot go here and there. After that I sleep in the night, and again in morning I go to Madhavan to graze cows. So when I have time to take
speed.
So Krishna is telling, main nahi makhan khayo. Mayari, main nahi makhan khayo. Bhor bhayo, gauvan ke sange, madhavan mohi pathayo. Main nahi makhan khayo. Then Yashoda told, no, you have stolen. But Krishna was weeping. At last Krishna answered, unko uttar diya, maiya ko. मैया तेरा मैं बेटा नहीं, तेरे कोख से मैंने जन्म नहीं लिया, इसलिए तुम्हारा मैं पाल्य पुत्र हूं ना, इसलिए तुम हमको ऐसा कहती है.
यू आर ब्लेमिंग मी
बिकॉज आई एम नॉट योर सन. इफ आई वॉज योर सन देन यू हैड नॉट ट्रीटेड मी लाइक दिस. एंड ही बिगन टू बी, नाउ आई एम गोइंग एनीवेयर एल्स because I am not your son. So he began to go. And then Yashoda began to weep bitterly. No, I have done fault. You are my son. You are not thief and you are not liar. I have not told you. So you have not taken makhan. So I have told false. And tell this. He took Krishna in his breast and began to weep bitterly. she is telling that you have not stolen. And Krishna is telling that Mayari, main nahi maakhan. And Jasoda is telling, replying, but
मैं नहीं माखन खाया।
Now Krishna, Jasoda मैया करी. Now जैसे तुमने माखन नहीं खाया, और कृष्ण कह रहे हैं जब मैंने माखन खाया, उलट गया फिर.
जरूर खाया.
बस इस तरह से कृष्ण भी रोने लगे. कृष्ण began to weep bitterly and Jasoda मैया also. And see, प्रतिज्ञा किया.
Promise.
She promised, I will never tell like this, and you should not go from me very far away.
You are my real son.
You have come from my home. I will never tell like this. Then Krishna became silent, and she also, and she took in his, and used to give him his breast. And this, so इस तरह से कृष्ण की बहुत तरह की लीलाएं हुआ करती थी. हम लोग समय के अनुसार में इसका श्रवण करेंगे. इस भूमि को हम लोग प्रणाम करें. एक बात और है, यहाँ पर कृष्ण को आप लोग श्याम के रूप में देखेंगे. बलदेव प्रभु जी को कृष्ण श्याम, और बलदेव प्रभु जी गोरे रंग के हैं. किंतु जब मथुरा वहां से द्वारका से जब बलदेव प्रभु जी नंद बाबा जसोदा मैया और गोप गोपियों को सखाओं को सांत्वना देने के लिए यहाँ पर पधारे, तो कृष्ण के प्रिय में तड़पने लगे. और वो भी कृष्ण की चिंता करते 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 गौर रंग से श्याम
हो गए.
उन्होंने श्याम रस पान किया. श्याम मधु, श्याम मधु मैंने क्या, ये श्याम मधु कृष्ण के अनुराग का जो मधु है, बलदेव जी पान करके और श्याम रंग हो गए. Here, Baldev Prabhu, you will see, first of all, you will take water from here and do Achman. This is Krishna Kunda. He used to bring lakhs and lakhs cows here and began to tell, choo, 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 choo. Mane pani piyo. Take water. And when they are satisfied with water, come on, come on. Then he used to tell, क्या कहते थे?
आओ,
तीरी, नीरी, नीरी. All these words he used to tell. So, after that we will go to Baldev Mandir temple, and there we will see that Baldev has changed his color, and from golden color he has become
black
color, because he used to tell, take Krishna Madhu. Krishna Madhu means Krishna was in Dwarka and he has come here, so he saw that all gopis are feeling separation, and he felt separation so much that he came like here.
Sadness of separation.
So, after doing pranam, we again go to here. And take some breakfast here, having the darshan of the deities established by Sri Param Pujyapad Madhava Maharaj. And then we will go to Dhruva Tilla. Gaur Premanand.
Hari Hari Go.
Yeah, same. Ball will come next year. You have to be dignity.
I guess I had to help you. The house was all this time. We had to start fun. Coming in, that's not this time.
No, all of them.